Australian Leanne Moriarty is best known in the United States for her novels The Husband's Secret and Big Little Lies. Both books center around a group of women with secrets in their pasts and the events that thrust those secrets out into the open. And both books topped bestseller lists here in the U.S. Now, Leanne Moriarty fans have a new novel to savor, Truly Madly Guilty, out today. It's about friendships that are forever changed after a disastrous neighborhood barbecue. And Leanne Moriarty joins us via Skype from her home in Sydney to talk about the book and her career. Leanne, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, before we talk specifically about Truly Madly Guilty, I actually just want to step back for a moment because you have published several other novels. And then The Husband's Secret came along, and that was a huge bestseller in the U.S. and internationally back in, 2013? And I just wonder, what was that moment like for you, really sort of breaking out as a global writing phenom?
Yes, it was strange because it was my fifth book. So in a way, I think that was a good thing, really. I can't quite imagine having a huge success with your first book. But the experience of breaking out, I can tell you, it tastes like maple syrup. Because when I got the call from my editor there in America that I'd hit the New York Times bestseller list, I'd just been going to a cafe with my little girl and I was going to have muesli for breakfast. But because of that news, I had French toast with maple syrup. So I can taste maple syrup whenever I hear New York Times.
So literally the sweet taste of success. I love it.
It is. That's right. Exactly.
Now, your books are set in your native Australia, but obviously they're resonating with people far away from Australia, including so many readers here in the US. Why do you think that is?
I think that they do enjoy the fact that the books are set in Australia and so that it feels a little bit exotic, but not so different that they can't relate to it. But I think it's really because I'm writing a lot about parenting, and I think that the experience of parenting is clearly universal because I'm always receiving emails from people saying, I can't believe I'm here, you know, and they name such exotic places to me all around the world. And as a school parent, for example, my experiences are exactly the same.
Mm. So speaking of that, let's talk specifically about the new book, about Truly Madly Guilty. The heart of the book is an incident at a neighborhood barbecue. It's basically every parent's nightmare. Can you just give us a little hint as to what happens?
Yes,
in the book?
Basically, it's about something that happens at a barbecue, and I was inspired by something that happened to me when I was at a barbecue with some friends, and it just stayed with me for months afterwards, and that became the inspiration.
I'm wondering if part of the reason why you write so much about particularly the challenges and these dangers, is it a way for you to exercise your own fears?
to work through it, perhaps without making a conscious decision to do that. But also, I think I tend to write about what's preoccupying me. But yes, in this one, I definitely explore that constant, almost permanent state of terror that you feel as a parent.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, in the book that followed The Husband's Secret, Big Little Lies, that's actually now becoming an HBO series with Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman, right?
It is. Apparently it's a wrap. They've finished filming, so they've had their wrap party and they're editing it at the moment, and it will be on screens early next year.
I'm always curious about how writers feel when their stories make the jump from the pages of a book into television or the big screen. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm excited. I don't know exactly how I'm going to feel when I see the finished product, but what I've seen so far, I've just loved the whole process. So I got to visit the set back in April. I happened to be there when they were filming a really key scene from the book, and I got to see Nicole Kidman dressed up exactly as I described it in the book, and I was really surprised that I got quite emotional seeing her, because she just seemed like something out of a fairy tale because she looked so exquisite, and it was just a real thrill, really, to see a whole world that I'd created in my mind brought to life.
Well, one last question for you. I mean, you've had multiple bestsellers on the New York Times bestseller list. And we were reading a review of Big Little Lies, and it was a New York Times review. And it was interesting because there was a passage in the review that described your writing as, quote, gossipy and referred to your easy girlfriendy style.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering what you make of that.
I don't know. I find it really hard to respond to reviews because I find it really hard to be objective about my own writing. But, yeah, it's a bit of an issue with the way perhaps a book written by a woman is reviewed. Perhaps if it had been a male author, well, not perhaps. I know if it had been a male author, it would not have been described as a girl-friendly style.
Leon Moriarty's latest book is Truly Madly Guilty. She spoke with us today via Skype from her home in Sydney. Leon, thank you so very much.
Oh, that's my absolute pleasure.